Well, the message is different, but it's also the same. You know, I mean, each opponent's different. So you have to take each opponent differently and evaluate their strengths and weaknesses, and you put a game plan together and we present it and sell it. But the weekly approach is no different.
How much do you talk about what's riding on this game to the guys?
I don't have to mention anything. They understand. They understand. I think the Steelers understand. Everybody understands. It's to have an opportunity to play that second playoff game at home.
For a team looking for up momentum towards the playoffs, any concern with a little bit of what's...
No, I'm not concerned about what happened last week. That was a long, long time ago. And so we're doing our best we can right now to prepare for this opponent, and this opponent's very, very good.
How impressive has Roethlisberger's performance been this season? I mean, he's been sacked a lot, but he just seems to bounce right back up and make the plays at the end of the game.
I think it's important that we realize that his sack numbers are not a result of the offensive line. He's trying to make plays, and in an effort to buy time and run around and scramble around, he goes down sometimes. But it's been worth it for him because he makes a lot of big plays on the run. For example, the touchdown pass at the end of the Baltimore game, you know, he reverses field twice and throws a touchdown pass. And so that's our biggest concern, is him moving around, buying himself some time, and making the big plays down the field.
It's scouting them. What are they doing defensively against the rush that's causing them?
Well, they have great speed up front. Their front seven, Troy's as good a safety to ever play in the league, and he always arrives at the ball. So you know, their scheme's different. They get off blocks. They got a combination of three guys up front that are what you call real good two gappers, and they can just hold their own and shed blocks. And then the other seven or eight of them are just running and arriving to the ball, and they're well coached.
What do you need from Lendell and Chris then to kind of...
Well, we need great effort out of everybody. I mean, you know, we need a great effort out of receivers to get the run game going. So, you know, we have to, in order to run the football, we're going to have to convert third downs, you know. And we'll convert third downs if we can get the run game going early. So it's going to be a big part of what we're doing.
In the same line of thinking a minute ago and talking about what you say to these players, what do you say to the young guys who are going to have to step up for Albert and for Kyle, or do they just... They know.
Well, they've been doing it, and that's a good part about what's happened this year, is that we've brought along the backups, and they're getting a lot of quality play time, and they've gotten much better. So they'll step up. I mean, it's no different here than any place around the league. When you get starters go down, young players have to step up. Fortunately, we're not putting players in a position necessarily that haven't done it yet. Most of the guys have got the playing experience.
Maybe a better position at tackle this year than last year when Albert missed those three games with the hamstring to at tackle at least?
Well, yeah, I mean, JJ clearly has gotten better as the year has gone on. He benefited from the rest with the foot injury, and Tony's playing as good, if not better, than he did last year. So, you know, we have flexibility at the end position to move people inside, and, you know, with a year's of additional experience with the linebackers in the secondary and the run fist, and there's less holes, you know, if you have good players like Albert and Kyle out of the game.
Was it just a down game for Carey the last time, or any concern he might be wearing down a little bit here?
No, his arm is good. He clearly benefited from the rest after the Detroit game, and the arm is good, and, you know, he knows what he's doing, and like we said, it wasn't Carey, it was everybody. You know, it was a team loss, and, you know, he's excited about this challenge.
Too much being made about the importance of this game,
so. You know, it's a nest game. It's against a very, very solid quality, good quality opponent. So, I mean, I'm not paying much attention to what's going on outside, but we know what's at stake here. This is probably the best team we've played this far.
Teams haven't played in the regular season since 05. Is there any remnant still of the old AFC Central rivalry here?
Got a show of hands of some of the guys that have played the Steelers before. And then when those hands went up, you asked them how many of you have beaten the Steelers. And there was a few scattered hands in the building. And that's what gets their attention. You know, we haven't had this opportunity. And, you know, they've been very productive. And, you know, they have this Super Bowl victory. They have an off year. They come right back to playoffs, you know, and here they are again, you know, competing for home field advantage throughout the playoffs.
If you had been told that, you know, before the season started that, hey, you know, week 16, this is for home field throughout, would you have thought, yeah, I can believe that?
I said I expect to have it done in week 13.